Good evening, good evening. A happy Wednesday evening to you. We find ourselves today, or should I say this evening, June the 14th already. Wednesday, June the 14th, our Daily Bread series that we have been doing already over 3 years now. And if you are new around here, we welcome you. We welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. And we encourage you to get a hold of our saying that we continually confess, which is where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, today is Wednesday, June the 14th. Amen. Appreciate you spending a little time with me here on this Wednesday evening. I will try not to take up too much of your time. Amen. A small announcement. If you haven't already planned so, this Sunday is going to be our Father's Day. Or should I say, this coming Sunday is Father's Day. Amen. So, we have returned to in-person services at the Baca Center in Round Rock. And we used to, we had three services in the afternoon time, but we have moved services now to 10 a.m. Actually, 9 to 9:30 is prayer, and then we have our service at 10 a.m. And this Sunday will be our Father's Day celebration, amen, at the Baca Center at 10 a.m. In prayer from 9:30 to 10 will be prayer, and then our service at 10. So if you are a father, amen, we encourage you to come out so we can celebrate your special day. Or if you know a father, invite them to come out, amen. We just had Mother's Day last month. Amen. We celebrated all the mothers, and this year we, or should I say this month, we are doing all the fathers and celebrating them. Amen. So I encourage you, we still have a little time, amen, to get prepared to spend that special day with your father. Amen. If they are still here, amen. Make sure you have some time, notch out to spend with them and let them know how special they are to you. Amen. Again, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank each and every one of our faithful partners. Those of you who continue to listen in on Wednesdays, amen, for the Daily Bread, we appreciate you. Amen. Those that continue to stay connected with First is Kingdom Family Church, even though you're not with us in person yet for services, we say thank you so much. Amen. Our mail-in supporters who continue to be faithful every month on the dot, we say thank you so much. Amen. And to the missionaries that we support around the world, we say thank you so much. Amen. For what you do and as you represent First is Kingdom Family Church as well. Amen. But ultimately, as we represent our Heavenly Father and being the best representation of Jesus Christ is always important to us. Amen. So I do have a small little devotional for you this Thursday evening. Share it with you and then pray you have a blessed rest of the week. And we look forward to seeing each and every one of you this coming Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center for our Father's Day service. Amen. Our special Father's Day service. Amen. So, this evening's small devotional is entitled Life's Not Fair. Amen. I leave you, or shall I say, I start you out with a question and just take a few moments and think, at what age did you start realizing, you know, life's not fair. Amen. take a few moments. Think about what happened, or an instant where the light bulb kind of went off, so to speak, that you kind of got that sense, you know what? Life's not fair. Amen? Think about that a little bit, and I will share with you the scripture which we will be basing this on, which is 1 Peter 2:23. Amen? 1 Peter 2:23. It says, He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. It says, he left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. Amen? Again, 1 Peter 2:23, it said, he did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. Amen? Now, our parents were right. Our parents were right. Life's not fair. We probably learned that first when we didn't get the larger half of the cookie, or when one of our siblings got to go somewhere special while we were at school. As we got older, we might have learned about the lack of fairness a little more harshly, perhaps through wrongful accusations, denied promotions, or unmet expectations. Amen? Unmet expectations. It's easy to be disappointed with the unfairness of life. I'm going to repeat that. It says, it's easy to be disappointed with the unfairness of life. When wrongfully accused or misunderstood, it's hard not to take it to heart. We either want to defend our reputation until the bitter end or disappear. When faced with these situations, we can rest in the knowledge that God is just. He will judge everyone fairly. Amen? Now, repeat this with me this evening. Say, God, you see everything and you know the truth. Amen? Say, God, you see everything and you know the truth. Say, help me to be able to leave what I think is unfair in your hands. Amen? Say that. Say, help me to be able to leave what I think is unfair in your hands. And finally, say this with me. Say, you are more than capable of sorting it all out. Amen? Say, you are more than capable of sorting it all out. Amen? Again, 1 Peter 2:23. It says, when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Amen? It says, instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Amen? Now, it says, we hear about big trials, read about complicated court cases, and watch movies dedicated to the theme of justice. But many times, even after a verdict is reached, the truth is uncertain. It's all about how the case was fought, who had the best lawyers and the most money. Has justice truly been served? Says we don't have to worry about our accusers fighting their case more convincingly. We don't leave our judgment in the hands of a jury. Even the most expensive defense attorney can't make a case against us that will last into eternity. that says God knows what happened, and more importantly, he knows our hearts. Amen? Again, God knows what happened, and more importantly, he knows our hearts. Amen? Say this with me. Say, thank you, Father, that you know my heart and my intentions. Amen? Say that. Say, thank you, Father, that you know my heart and my intentions. Say, help me to forgive others when they wrongly accuse me, and help me not to quickly judge others so I won't wrongly accuse them. And finally, say, I need your wisdom and your grace. Amen? Say that. Say, I need your wisdom and your grace. Amen? And I will leave you with this one last question also for this evening, which is, how does knowing that God is a fair judge help you let go of your need to defend yourself? Amen? Think about that. Say, how does knowing that God is a fair judge help you let go of your need to defend yourself? Amen? A little food for thought. Amen? Now, I always leave you with these encouraging words that when you pray and you confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Strength to you in every area. Amen? And before I wrap up, amen, just another friendly reminder, join us this Sunday for our Father's Day service. Amen? We are at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen? We have the little space there from 9. At 9 in the morning, we show up to set up. Amen? And then 9:30 to 10, we do prayer. And then 10 a.m. is when we start our service. Amen? So we encourage you, come out this Sunday for our Father's Day service. Amen? For a time to spend with our fathers on their special day. Amen? And as I was just reading you the encouraging words where it says, full of life and will minister healing. Amen? You know, middle of last week, I started doing a couple of chores, and sure enough, my back started acting up, so to speak, and right away I started praying, and boy, it just seemed like the next day it hurt worse than the day before, and it just gradually kept getting worse. Amen. But every morning when I read my devotionals, amen, I just would lay hands on the side that was hurting me, and I would say my confessions. I would read my devotionals. I would read my Bible. I started getting some scriptures about healing, and I just kept praying, and knew that healing is mine, amen, and I'm healed. And as I would go through the day and the pain would flare up, I would just continue to put my hand on it, and I kept thanking the Lord for healing me, amen. And sure enough, it's gradually gone away. Amen. The past couple of days, it's kind of been there, but it's kind of gone. But I continue to thank the Lord that I'm healed. And I was sharing with Pastor Rose that Sunday at church, you know, it started hurting pretty bad before I was getting to church. But I knew, I said, once I get to church and we start praising worship, I know that's the pain's going to go away. Amen. And it did, and it's going to, and it continues to get better each day. And I know that as I continue to keep confessing that I have a strong back, that the Lord has blessed me with a strong back, and that all my muscles and tendons line up with the Word of God and they function properly as He has created me, amen, and that His blood covers me and watches over me, amen, and I am healed, amen. But you might be asking yourself, but Andrew, you still kept feeling pain. Yes, I did. But as Pastor Jesse mentioned, sharing a testimony a long time ago, that one time his back really hurt pretty bad, and you know, he was on all fours, and he kept asking the Lord, or he kept praying to the Lord, and the Lord said, you know what, get up and act like you're healed, amen. And it takes faith, amen. I'm not going to sit here this evening and say that the pain didn't hurt, or the pain wasn't painful, because it was. And if you've ever experienced any back pain, you know it takes a lot out of you. It's never fun, amen. But I got scriptures to help me to stand on, amen. I made my confession, and throughout the day when it would try and flare up, I would just put my hand where the pain was, and I would speak in tongues, and I would just pray over it and thank the Lord for my healing, amen. And gradually it has gotten better, and I know it's going to ultimately go away, amen. And my back will be strong again, like it's meant to be, amen. So I encourage you, if you're going through anything this week, amen, having some troubles with some pain, amen, all you need to do is get a hold of a couple of scriptures, stand on those, amen. It might be painful at time, amen, but keep praising the Lord. Keep thanking Him. Say, Lord, I thank You for my healing, amen. I thank You for the manifestation of my healing. I thank You that I am healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Amen. So have a blessed rest of this week. Amen. We look forward to seeing you all this Sunday for Father's Day. Amen. Again, and fight a father out. Amen. As we celebrate their special day. Amen. And thank you so much for spending a little time with me here this Wednesday evening for the Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed. Look forward to seeing all of you this Sunday. Amen. We keep you all in our prayers. Amen. And continue to keep the prayer, keep the pastors in your prayers this week as you go through. Amen. If the Lord puts them in your heart, amen, just say a little prayer and continually keep them in your prayers. Amen. We're blessed to have them. We're blessed to call them our pastors. Amen. So be blessed. Again, we look forward to seeing all of you this Sunday for Father's Day. And again, we will be with you again next Wednesday for another small devotional for our Daily Bread. Amen. So be blessed. Try and stay cool the rest of this week. I know it's supposed to get a little bit hotter over here. Amen. But bless God, we have good working air conditionings. Amen. So try and stay cool. And again, we will see you this Sunday for Father's Day with Firstus Kingdom Family Church. And join us next Wednesday for our Daily Bread again. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you this Sunday.